This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has accused the Congress Party of misleading the people of the country on the Viksit Bharat G. Ram G. Act. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said the act guarantees at least 125 days of wage employment to every rural household from the earlier 100 days of employment. He said 10 crore of assets were created under MG Narega, of which 8.5 crore have been created under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Chauhan said 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty under the Modi government. The filing of nominations for the election to the BJP national president will take place today. According to the poll schedule released by the party's national returning officer and MP K. Lakshman, nominations can be filed between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The whole election process will take place at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his wishes on the occasion of Raising Day of the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the country extends deepest appreciation to the men and women whose professionalism and resolve stand tall in moments of crisis. Home Minister Amit Shah has also extended greetings to the personnel of the National Disaster Response Force. In a major success for security forces, six Maoists, including four women cadres, have been neutralized in an encounter in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. The operation was carried out by a joint team of the District Reserve Guard, Cobra, and Special Task Force, marking a significant blow to the Maoist activities in the region. In Jammu and Kashmir, after a night-long halt, security forces resumed their search operation with the first light of the day today to track down terrorists believed to be hiding in the upper reaches of Kishtwar district. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the operation was launched in Sonar village near Mandral, Singapura, in the Chatru belt on Sunday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to freedom fighter Parbati Giri of Odisha on her birth centenary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that she played a commendable role in the movement to end colonial rule. She said Parbati Giri's passion for community service and work in sectors like healthcare, women's empowerment and culture is noteworthy. U.S. President Donald Trump has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be part of the Board of Peace that will work towards bringing lasting peace to Gaza. U.S. President has sent a letter to Mr. Modi in this regard, which was shared on the social media by U.S. Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore. India is set to reach a per capita income of $4,000 by 2030, enabling its transition to an upper middle income country, according to a State Bank of India research report. According to the report released today, India will be placed alongside China and Indonesia under the current World Bank classification. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will pay an official visit to India today at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The visit is expected to provide an opportunity for the two leaders to further advance the India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. At least 21 people have been killed and dozens more injured following a collision between two high-speed trains in southern Spain yesterday evening. According to the rail network operator, the incident happened near the town of Adamuz when a high-speed train derailed and crashed onto a neighboring track. The second train, traveling in the opposite direction, also derailed. Emergency services said at least 73 people were seriously injured as rescue crews continue to remove people trapped in the derailed carriages. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab for today. Similar conditions are expected over Uttar Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim. The weather agency also predicted cold wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow. According to IMD, a gradual rise in minimum temperatures by about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius is expected over East India during the next 3 days. And in men's cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 41 runs in the third ODI in Indore last night. With this, the Black Caps clinched the three-match series 2-1. Darryl Mitchell was adjudged as the player of the match and player of the series as well. In the series decided played yesterday, India could score only 296 runs in 46 overs while chasing a target of 338 runs set by New Zealand. Virat Kohli scored his 85th international century, but the men in blue struggled to keep up after losing 4 wickets in just 13 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.